Week 8 is finally upon us, last week of the regular season for 8-man football, and of course we're joined once again here on the preview show by co-head football coaches of the Weaver Rockets, Austin Soag, Isaac Schaefer's. Guys, once again, thank you so much for joining me here today.
Thank you.
So, guys, it's hard to believe we're here the last week of the season. It's a big one for you guys as you go up against your last regular season opponent. I want to take just a quick moment to talk about last week's game against Remsen St. Mary's. Really good Remsen St. Mary's team. They've been strong since last season even. Talk to me real quick. Was there anything that you saw last week from Remsen that surprised you, either from their game plan, how they executed, or maybe from your guys' execution last week?
I mean, on their side, they did pretty much what we thought they did. They just do it really efficiently, and just there's a reason why they're top three team in the state. They do everything on both sides of the ball really efficiently. For us, I mean, I thought we did pretty good. I mean, we had to clean some stuff up here and there, figure out some communication stuff. But all in all, I didn't think we'd play terrible. We just got to clean some stuff up, and that was a much closer game.
Absolutely right. You know, Remsen's always a tough opponent year in, year out, like you said, Coach Schaefer, just a really tough team. Remsen has always been, but if you had to pick out kind of parts and bits and pieces that you guys did very well in that contest, what would be some of those things?
Yeah, I would say, you know, the attitude stayed well for the most part. It's pretty easy to get, you know, when you're down 3-4 scores, it's pretty easy to kind of lose your mojo and lose your demeanor to play, but our guys did a nice job of wanting to stay in the game and wanting to battle back. We just kind of had a few uncharacteristic penalties that were pretty timely in the first half. That kind of detoured the route that we wanted to take for the football game. But our guys understand it. I think we were just a little bit antsy, and you know, they're big and they're athletic. That's just across the board. They're big and athletic, and I think our guys were trying to utilize our quickness. You know, so we just got a little bit antsy at times, and you know, a few things didn't go our way here and there, and good timing and you know, they returned a kickoff for a touchdown, and that was kind of hard to recover from. So just a little stuff like that. But, you know, right away in the first quarter, I think it was our second or third offensive drive. Will had a nice 60-plus rushing yard touchdown kind of on the edge there. Our guys did a nice job sealing the edge. So, you know, and then some pass routes were good, and Will did a nice job of finding some holes at certain times in the night. So, yeah, there was definitely some good things to take out of the night. We just played a very tough matchup.
Yeah, no, absolutely right. You know, and the train continues to roll on. You guys come into that last week, another really tough opponent. So, you know, as you guys approach week 8, I know as we've talked throughout the entire season, you guys have continued to stress the importance of each week to your guys, just continuing to keep the focus strong, and your guys have done a very good job of keeping that focused amongst each other. But what does this week mean for you guys?
Well, this week kind of means basically a make or break for the playoffs here. I mean, we're in contention for the playoffs, so we got to make sure we have a strong outing this Friday, and then we're able to at least lay our cards on the deck and let the dealer deal there, and hopefully all the cards and chips go our way. So the players know what's on the line, so we just got to come out and play all type of football, and then, like I said, let the dealer deal.
Absolutely right. And so from everything you've kind of seen so far from Newell Fonda's film, what's kind of the initial thoughts on what Newell Fonda might bring to the table on both sides of the ball here in week 8?
Yeah, offensively they run a lot of stuff through the quarterback. The Dix kid, he's a good athlete. He's a dual threat quarterback. He throws a really nice ball, does a good job with his receivers, but he also does a nice job of scrambling the pocket when he needs to. And that's part of the reason he has so many rushing yards, is because he's so shifty in the pocket and very smart. And, you know, he's able to get out of the pocket and buy some time and hit receivers downfield. So he does a lot of different things. They also like to pull their guards a lot and pull a slot guy. They lead with their tailback, number 34. I think he's a little bit over 200 pounds at 6'1", so he's a pretty big boy. So we understand that we need to tackle low, fill quickly. They're extremely athletic, just kind of like Remsen was. And you know, defensively they have a three-man front, and they like to bring a blitzing backer a lot. They kind of play a zone type coverage, but they do a really good job of understanding who's in their area, and they fill quickly on defense as well. So kind of a resemblance of what we're trying to do and what we are, so our guys are looking forward to the challenge.
Yeah, and I was just about to say, you know, kind of looking stats-wise, I know that only tells one part of the story, but stats-wise and just overall, this is going to be an exciting matchup between both of you guys, kind of in similar situations. You guys both have speed. Both defenses have shown up really well all throughout the season. But the one thing I wanted to ask you guys is if there is one part of your game plan or of your execution that you think might get the better of Noel Fonda, what aspect do you think you guys might have the slight edge over?
I mean, like you said, I think we're all pretty even across the board, but the thing that should help us is, I mean, our seniors did know the concept pretty well. All our young guys are understanding the concept, so that should hopefully give us an edge on some aspect. I mean, with our group of guys, we play really tough, and we play till the whistle blows, so hopefully that gives us enough edge there.
Absolutely, and talk to me about some of the focus. What has it been like here this far? I know this is a very, very important game. This determines whether you guys continue into playoffs and see what happens there and kind of hope and see what happens afterwards during the game, or if you guys are done for the season. So what's it kind of been like so far amongst the guys? Has there been any nervousness, or are they pretty focused and ready to go for Friday night?
Yeah, I don't think the guys are all that nervous. That, you know, the seniors, they've been here. This will be their fourth year of being through this. But the guys, like Coach said, the guys understand what's on the line. The focus has been good the first few days of practice this week, so far, anyways. And we have a bunch of seniors that, you know, I think you can tell. It's one thing to tell a kid that, you know, any snap could be your last, but it's another thing when they understand what's at stake. And it's just a good group of seniors that understands what it's going to take to win this football game. We've watched film on Newell, and they know what they're going to bring to the table. They know their athleticism and how well they execute as well. So I wouldn't say it's been necessarily nervous, but our guys have done a really good job of maintaining focus and understanding that, you know, any snap could be their last, and they, you know, they got to go out and play hard and play our brand of football, and you know, hopefully continue into the playoffs.
Absolutely. You know, it's been a little bit of a rivalry between both of these teams, Newell Fonda and Arweva, throughout the years. Arweva's gotten the better of Newell Fonda at times, and Newell Fonda's just been what they are. Newell Fonda, they're one of the premier eight-man teams here in this local area. So, you know, as we kind of get into Friday night, how are you guys both feeling about the game plan you're wanting to execute against Newell Fonda? Are you guys pretty confident in what you have in store for them on Friday night?
Yeah, I think we're pretty confident here. We just got to make sure, obviously, we clean up some stuff, and we're good to go. We're very confident. Our players know what we need to do, what's on the line, and, yeah, again, we're just ready to go.
Absolutely right. One more thing I wanted to ask you guys, as I've had the pleasure to kind of talk with both of you throughout the season, kind of seeing the progression of kind of that first game you had under your belt as co-head coaches and now coming into week eight with a chance to go to the playoffs kind of on the line there. Give me a quick recap of the season for you guys as first year coaches. You know, ups and downs, lefts and rights all throughout, but you got to feel proud about how the year is kind of shaped up for you guys and for your team.
Yeah, it's kind of been a year of ups and downs if you look at wins and losses, but I would say the consistency in growing and learning of the football program and as individual players, what we need to do better, what we need to clean up mistakes, that's been consistently going up. The trend has, you know, wins and losses. We lost the first couple. We lost the, you know, our first game against St. Ed, non-district game at home. We lost in overtime. You know, we lost those first two games. Then we went on a four-game win streak, had a nice non-district win against Blue Valley. And then last Friday we faced Remsen, extremely athletic team, but our guys fought hard and played with full effort, and that's all we could ask. You know, and here we sit in the last game of the regular season. You know, we basically have to win to get in the playoffs or to give ourselves a good chance of getting in the playoffs. So I'm not sure if you could draw it up any better. You'd won the last game any other way. With five extremely great seniors, like we talked, they know what's on the line. And, you know, we're both confident as coaches that they're going to lay it all out on the field. You know, we're really thankful. You know, we've had to adjust some stuff on our end because it's our first year as co-head coaches, and it's gone great pretty well for most of the year. You know, it's nice to rely on one another, but it's also nice to have a senior bunch that makes things a lot easier when, you know, you have some freshmen that are starting playing varsity football. You know, you tell them to ask you as many questions as possible, but when they're out there in the formation lined up in a football game, You need some upperclassmen to kind of direct them if they have a question. So that's definitely made our job a lot easier. It's just been it's been a lot of fun working with the guys so far, seeing the progress that they've made since week one. You know, we hope to continue the progress into the playoffs.
Absolutely right. You know, this whole season has come up to this point. Like you said, you couldn't draw it up any better. Noel Fonda, are we a chance at the playoffs kind of on the line for you guys here this week? Guys seem focused. Guys seem excited. Is there anything either of you would like to mention about this contest here tonight that maybe we didn't discuss here today?
No, not really. Just we know what we're going to do. I can't wait to play this game for this Friday and ready to go.
Absolutely. Well, guys, as always, we appreciate you taking some time to talk with us about this matchup. We'll, of course, catch up with you more on the New Way Forward Scoreboard Show. It's going to be an exciting show as we kind of, once again, wrap up the regular season. So until that point, thank you so much for joining me, and we wish you good luck against Noel Fonda this week.
Thanks, Tyler. Thanks for having us.